Hi, I'm Kevin Kalinske here at ASCO 2017. I'm a breast oncologist at Columbia University in New York City, and I'll be talking with you a little bit about breast cancer in some of the sessions that were important. The first important breast cancer session was the metastatic session. In particular, the first half was really about CDK4/6 inhibitors. So we saw in the first oral presentation, George Sledge presented data for MONARCH2. This is the first randomized data that we saw with abemaciclib. Last year at ASCO this time, we saw single-agent activity in MONARCH1 in a more heavily pretreated population. But in MONARCH2, these are patients who had fulvestrant as a backbone, fulvestrant plus or minus abemaciclib. This study demonstrated there was an improvement in progression-free survival with a hazard ratio that is very similar to what we see with other CDK4/6 inhibitors, including in the PALOMA-2 study and the MONALEESA-2 study with palbociclib and ribociclib, respectively. One thing just to note, all of these patients previously had progressed on an aromatase inhibitor in the adjuvant or the neoadjuvant setting within a year, or they had progressed in the metastatic setting and then went on to get fulvestrant. Nobody had chemotherapy, and ultimately, this is a very different population than what we saw with PALOMA-3. So as a result, the control arm for MONARCH2 was longer than what we see with PALOMA-3. But yet, this was a very significant improvement in progression-free survival, demonstrates that this is a good class effect with these agents. The side effect profile with abemaciclib is different than what we see with the other CDK4/6 inhibitors. Neutropenia is less, but side effects such as diarrhea are more. And that's abemaciclib had to be in an amendment dose reduced from 200 to 150. So we're excited about those data. And then also other interesting presentations during that session included the updated analysis for PALOMA-1, which was the randomized phase II trial that led to the accelerated approval of palbociclib. The overall survival data were updated. It's really important to reiterate that that study was not powered to look for overall survival. It's a small study. They did see a trend to an improvement in overall survival. It was not statistically significant, but again, it's important not to take the take home that there was not a statistical improvement in overall survival. The study was not powered for that, but yet there was an interesting trend. And then the third session that was the third presentation that was in that session was about patients who had never received a CDK4/6 inhibitor. They were randomized. Again, these were more heavily pretreated patients to get palbociclib or palbociclib plus endocrine therapy, i.e., the endocrine therapy that they just had received. And there was a benefit for them to get a CDK4/6 inhibitor in that arena. So, in general, this is another ASCO session where we see that CDK4/6 inhibitors for sure have moved the field forward for hormone receptor positive and HER2 negative metastatic breast cancer. These drugs are now being evaluated in various studies in the operable setting, and this remains an important question of what the utility of those drugs will be in that setting. There are important other questions, including whether or not there's important sequencing, whether or not if a patient progresses on a CDK4/6 inhibitor plus hormone therapy, whether or not we should switch the hormone therapy and continue a CDK4/6 inhibitor. There are studies that are looking at that question. Also, right now in the field, we don't have any biomarkers to predict response or resistance. That's important for us to help differentiate, and ultimately we see whether or not one of those markers can help us predict who responds to one versus another. But at the end of the day, this was an important session, and as I said, CDK4/6 inhibitors have really been a game changer for this disease. Thank you.